Bali. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
Today's forecast calls for high temperatures to reach that range of 44 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy and warmer conditions. The outlook for tonight looks like some snow could be on the way. In fact, a winter storm advisory or winter weather advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties has been issued from midnight tonight through 6 a.m. tomorrow for the possibility of that 2 to 4 inches of snow, maybe an inch in the southern areas, 2 to 4 in the northern areas of our listening area, a low of 28 degrees overnight, Thursday 34, breezy and cooler with clearing skies. Thursday night, a low of 20, maybe some flurries late, and Friday, mixed skies, breezy and chilly, flurries possible, and a high of 28. Saturday 27 and Sunday 36. It'll be partly sunny, breezy, and not as cool. In Richland Center, our temperatures through the day yesterday were fairly mild. Daytime high on Tuesday here at the studios was a total of 48 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, we've been as low as 21 and as warm as 26 early on. It is 21 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today as we officially begin the broadcast day with WRCO on a Wednesday, February 14th.
Liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. see. With a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me.
Don't tell me the world is a hopeless old place, and I might as well just give in to the doom and gloom. Life's a waiting room for the blow that'll do us all in. I can't sympathize when before my eyes is a hope shining bright as day. I gotta follow the song that keeps drawing me on with my feet dancing all the way.
I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you. As long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. Yeah, with a sweet, happy tune, he is coming.
The Gaither Vocal Band on WRCO, and I'm going to sing. Hello there, friends. I'm not going to sing. No, not right now, anyway. We welcome you to the Old Light in the Milk House show. Phil Nee with you, arriving from Sextonville International on this Valentine's Day. Yes, in case you'd forgotten there, shame on you. Anyway, Valentine's Day today. We're here to keep you company, and we'll give you some updates on sports from last night. The Badger men got back on track with a win. Marquette picked up a win. Milwaukee's Bucks, though, they lost. But, oh well, we'll have details coming up and some exciting high school games from last night as well, as the high school teams get down to their final couple of weeks of the regular season for boys, and the girls' tournament starts next week. Also, some team sectional wrestling. So, the scoreboard coming up a little bit later on here this morning on the Milk House Show. Here's Tracy Byrd as we start the chores.
It's cold this time of year, and the people in this city make it colder. They've all forgotten what it means to lend a hand or cry on a shoulder. In this land of opportunity, we fight like hell to make an extra dime. It would surely get the best of me without the heaven in my woman's eyes. It's the heaven in my woman's eyes that makes life's hell a better place to be. It's the heaven in my woman's eyes that gives the inspiration that I need. Sometimes it seems a man is born to lose, no matter how hard he tries. Life on earth would sure be hell without the heaven in my woman's eyes. Simplicity was once a way of life, now it's buried with our past. Dollar used to go a long, long way, now it just goes fast. I could be as free as our Union Eagle flies. But the only time I'm free is when I view the heaven in my woman's eyes. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that makes life's hell a better place to be. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that gives the inspiration that I need. Sometimes it seems a man is born to lose no matter how hard he tries. Life on earth would sure be hell without the heaven in my woman's eye. Life on earth would sure be hell without the heaven in my woman's eye.
You know I've always loved you. Down through the years, you know I've always needed you. Sweetheart, you know that I've never been untrue. Down through the years, you know I've loved no one but you. You've been my sunshine that comes up every morning. You've been the bluebird that's on my windowsill. Down through the years, you know I've always needed you. Down through the years, I've loved you, and I always will. Down through the years, you've made my life a living dream. Down through the years, you've been my one and everything. Darling, there's no one could ever love you like I do. Down through the years, I know I've loved no one but you. You've been my sunshine that comes up every morning. You've been the bluebird that's on my windowsill. Down through the years, you know I've always needed you. Down through the years, I've loved you, and I always will.
Good morning from the Light in the Mail Cow Show. 5:14 the time.
Put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come see me in my movie. Then I know that you will claim to see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movies are gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in my movie, then I know that you're gonna plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
That was quite a vocal event when that happened back in 1988. Buck Owens and Ringo Starr, together with Act Naturally. Buck had recorded it originally. The Beatles had covered it, and the two put their own version together with a duet back then. 5:17 the time on a Wednesday morning. A reminder that the Richland County Fairgrounds Improvement Committee will have its annual Sweetheart Steak Supper from 5 until gone tonight at the Nazarene Outreach Center. Cost $15 per person. Carryouts will be available. The Viola United Methodist Church will be hosting a soup supper tonight from 5 until 6:30 in their fellowship hall. A free will donation will be welcome. And St. Mary Parish Council of Catholic Women will have its annual Ash Wednesday soup and sandwich supper in the church basement tonight. The supper will be held from 6 until 8. It will be a free will offering with the proceeds going to the Richland Community Food Pantry.
Both calves and slaughter cows were very active at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola. Holstein bull calves sold from $3.30 to $4.80, crossbred calves $5.40 to $6.70, and the lightweights and heifer calves in the $75 to $2.90 range. Most of the slaughter cows sold from $95 to $119, with only four cows $77 to $90. Bulls up to 114. We had a very active market at last week's feeder sale. The 5 to 600 pound black steers range from 240 to 262 and a half. 6 to 900 pound black steers, 235 to 247.50. The 5 to 700 pound black heifers, 2 to 230. With the 400 pound Holstein steers, 160 to 185. And we did have a package of 950 pound Holstein steers at 145. Our next feeder sale will be Friday, February 16th. Contact us if you're looking for spring calving, black, red, or white-faced heifers, as we have over 30 available to sell. Give Darren, Colton, or Jim a call, 627-1401, and we'll come out to your farm, give you an idea of what your package of cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola is your local livestock market, serving the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
February is here and Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so love is in the air. I, Jamie Johnson, also known as Coach Johnson, would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me, I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this. Wow,
He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Looking at some sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in team sectional wrestling, Prairie du Chien advanced from the River Valley sectional with a win in the finals against GET Meros Mindoro 49-27. And in Division III, Fenimore advances to state after their win against Aquinas in the finals 44-25. Aquinas had defeated Iowa Grand Highland earlier, and Fenimore was a winner against Royal Oneiwoke Center. In basketball from last night, Schulzburg 67, Richland Center 42, Argyle Pecatonica over Lancaster 60-43. It was also a win last night for Dodgeville over Mineral Point 71-63 and New Lisbon 51-49 over Hillsboro. In boys basketball, Ithaca with a win against Kickapoo in two overtimes last night, 78-71. DeSoto 66 and Seneca 63. North Crawford 56-38 over Weston. And Wazika Steuben edged Lafarge 55-54. Dodgeville 63-34 over Blackhawk. And Cuba City 62-49 over Iowa Grant. Darlington beat Southwestern 65-48. And last night's battle between Riverdale and Boscobel went the way of the Chieftains, 66-56. Mineral Point over Fenimore, 73-24. Highland beat Lancaster, 83-76 in boys basketball. Stephen Krull had 16 points and 10 rebounds, and A.J. Storr added 14 and 12 rebounds as number 20 Wisconsin snapped a four-game losing streak with a 62-54 victory over Ohio State last night. Tyler Wall added 10 points and 7 rebounds for Wisconsin, which built a 39-29 rebounding advantage. Tyler Kolick scored 27, including a key three-pointer with 90 seconds left, and it was a win for Marquette, 78-72 over Butler. Also, the Bucks lost to the Miami Heat as they rolled to a 123-97 win over Milwaukee. Duncan Robinson with 23 points down the stretch. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists. The Bucks did not attempt a free throw all night. Elsewhere in the NBA, Boston 118, Brooklyn 110, Oklahoma City beat Orlando 127-113, Minnesota 121, Portland 109, Phoenix 130, Sacramento 125, the Lakers 125, and Detroit 111. From the NHL, Buffalo 7-0 over Los Angeles, Toronto 4, St. Louis 1, Montreal 5-0 over Anaheim, Ottawa 6, Columbus 3, Colorado 6-3 over Washington. Tampa Bay won a shootout over Boston 3-2, Seattle 2-1 over the Islanders in a shootout, Dallas 4, Carolina 2, New Jersey 4-2 over Nashville, Vancouver 4, Chicago 2, Edmonton 8-4 over Detroit. And that's a look at sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
5:25 the time, Lighten the Milk Cow Show, lighten it up today with the aerobic polka. Here we go. Yeah.
It used to be a simple thing. On Saturdays, I'd stay home alone. There was no one there to talk to, no one I could phone. And then one day a friend came by and got me out of bed. He was going to a polka dance.
my polkas, and they said it has no soul. I asked them if they ever gave polka music a try. They said no, so I looked at them and gave them this reply. Try it, you like it. Some dancers dancing to a shuffle beat. The rumba and the cha-cha, they could really move their feet. I asked them if they ever went to a polka dance. They said no, so then I said, give the dance a chance. Try it, you like it. Try it, you like it. Out there in music land, look at them what you haven't tried. Come out to Dick Rogers' dance, go stay away and hide. The polka is the coming thing, so try it if you will. The happy sound of polkas will give you quite a thrill. Try it, you like it.
Dick Rogers in the band. Try it. You'll like it. It's 5:28. Farm news and markets right around the bend on this Valentine's morning.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honeybee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall. And the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard. Whop, then, well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone. For my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, a honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Jimmy Rogers and Honeycomb. A sticky sweet tune on a Valentine's Day. Today, a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 44. For tonight, a low of 28. Snow ranging from 1 inch up to 2 to 4 inches in the northern part of our listening area. So it kind of depends on how it tracks, of course, as these things go. But we're under a winter weather advisory, or will be tonight, for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from midnight through 6 o'clock on Thursday morning. Breezy and cooler Thursday, clearing skies and a high of 34. Thursday night, 20 with some flurries late. And Friday, 28 with flurries possible. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 26, it is 21 degrees.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
USDA has released the Census of Agriculture. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Learn more about pre-harvest factors impacting meat quality. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com. USDA has released the results of the 2022 Census of Agriculture, and it shows a continued decrease in the number of U.S. farms. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more.
I'm concerned about the state of agriculture and food production in this country.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the decline is significant.
In 2017, when we did the survey, there were 2,042,220 farms. Today, the survey reports we have 1,900,487 farms.
He says the U.S. has lost 20 million acres of farmland in the last 5 years. The Ag Census data also found U.S. farms and ranches produced $543 billion in agricultural products, up from $389 billion in 2017. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
A census of agriculture shows the value of Wisconsin's agricultural production has grown considerably. Greg Bussler is with the National Ag Statistics Service in Madison.
Wisconsin farms produce $16.7 billion of agricultural goods and so on. That was an increase of 46% from 2017. And in fact, Wisconsin ranks 10th among states for total value of production.
Bussler says Wisconsin's ag diversity means it doesn't have to rely on just dairy, corn, and soybeans. The census shows the state remains the top producer of ginseng and cranberries. It's number one for canned green beans and for canned beets and Chinese peas, two categories USDA doesn't usually track outside of the census of agriculture. Bussler says Wisconsin's average net farm income for 2022 was $77,839, and the number of farms has dropped
by about 10%. Wisconsin had 58,521 farms at the end of 2022, and that was on 13.8 million acres.
Wisconsin farmers also had the second highest census return rate in the nation with 68.8%. That's half a percentage point behind Iowa. Members of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture are calling for federal action on several critical issues. Senior Director of Public Policy R.J. Carney says state ag directors, secretaries, and commissioners recently voted for federal agencies to address ag labor shortages. Departments also say they need funding and resources to respond to PFAS, or forever chemicals, in agriculture. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield. Next week's National Ethanol Conference is the annual event for the industry. Follow Brownfield's coverage on air and online. To learn more about the American ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hastatoon from Timsac Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Big sale last Wednesday. Lot was full and we had a good crowd. Large squares topped at $240 a ton and large rounds topped at $190 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Two online only auctions ending February 21st and February 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Interested in buying or selling your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsacauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hastatoon. Have a great day.
pretty light day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs, though sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet Tuesday. There were a handful of sales reported in Iowa at $180 live. This follows a light business reported on Monday at $286 trust. Neither were enough to establish an accurate price trend. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until Wednesday or later. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $4 to $9 higher. Feeder heifers were $4 to $12 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with very good demand. Receipts were down slightly from last week's record high volume and were up solidly on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 647 pounds, brought $268 to $304. Feeder steers, 702 to 749 pounds, brought $242 to $261. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 642 pounds, brought $239 to $270. Boxed beef closed lower on light demand for moderate off range choice, down $1.81 at $292.27. Select closed $1.72 lower at $285.30. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, even on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts on Tuesday. Demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong on the global market, which is supportive to prices. But in addition to domestic demand struggles, hog weights continue to run above year-ago levels and supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, all of which add pressure to prices. Barrels and gilt at the National Daily Direct closed $2.98 higher with a weighted average of $68.19. The Iowa Minnesota was up $3.15 with a weighted average of $68.64. And the Western Corn Belt closed $3.08 higher with a weighted average of $68.45. Pork values closed lower, down $1.38 at $87.16. Bellies, hams, and loins were all lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head. That's down 6,000 on the week and up about 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the week's direct cash business. Boxed beef also provided some pressure during the session. And lean hog futures were mostly lower on spread trade and those long-term demand concerns. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Tuesday, direct cattle business was quiet. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield and genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on profit-taking. March was 6¾ lower at 1186 and a quarter. May was down 6 to 1191 and three quarters. Corn was steady to firm with good ethanol and export demand. March was up a quarter at 430 and three quarters. May was three quarters higher at 443 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were down ahead of this week's direct business. April live was 82 lower at 185.10. June was down 97 at 182.55. March feeders were 82 cents lower at $248. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and concerns about sustained pork demand. April lean was 5 lower at 81.07, and June was down 17 cents at 94.70. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A Canadian company introduces a biodegradable seed coating. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Lucent Biosciences in West Vancouver, British Columbia, has created a biodegradable micronutrient seed coating. Michael Riedick is co-founder and CEO.
Our mission is to develop new types of crop inputs that help the transition in the agri-food system to sustainability.
Riedick says the product Nutrios is free of microplastics.
Microplastics are used in macronutrient slow-release coatings. They are used in seed coatings as well. And I was just reading an article last week about studies that are done that show that these microplastics also end up in the leaf tissue and basically in our food.
Riedick says a microplastics ban is on the horizon in Europe, and he adds the U.S. and Canada are likely not far behind.
It makes a lot of sense because nobody wants microplastics in their food. And this is how we are looking to help.
Riedick says Nutrios is for corn, soybeans, and wheat in the U.S. and Canada.
There's a lot of enthusiasm among farmers for new types of crop inputs that won't have these problems that relate to pollution and climate.
Learn more at LucentBiosciences.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
Research is looking into why some dairy producers use robotic milkers while others avoid them. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Jalissa Baudry is a University of Wisconsin River Falls graduate now working on her master's degree at UW-Madison. She tells Brownfield 75% of dairy farmers surveyed are not considering automated milking systems for their farms.
And the top two reasons we found is that it's too expensive to purchase and install, and then the second reason was it's too costly to maintain. So money is an issue when talking about adopting AMS.
Baudry says they found farms with milking robots have more cows than the average farm, higher rolling herd averages, and more acres to manage. She says when it comes to automated milking systems,
for farms that have over 1,000 cows, it's not likely for them to adopt. And for farms with less than 60, it's also not likely for them to adopt robots.
Baudry says it's also the younger farmers and farmers over 60 that are more likely to use automated milking systems.
We think that younger generations, they grew up with technology, they know what it is. Older generations, their bodies just physically are deteriorating and they need some help in milking their cows.
Baudry says her research is continuing. Milk futures were mixed and the cash dairy markets mostly higher Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February Class 3 milk down 2 cents at $16.19. March up 17 to $17.43. April up 11 cents at $17.67. May down a penny to $17.92. June through December contracts range from unchanged in October and December to 8 cents lower in June. Dry weigh remains unchanged at 52 cents for the third straight trading session. No sales were recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 158.5 with three sales. Cheese barrels were up a half cent to 160. One sale at that price, and yes, barrels sold higher than blocks. Butter was unchanged at 271 and a quarter with no sales. Non-fat dry milk down 3/4 of a cent at 119 and a quarter with eight sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 44 with a mix of sun and clouds through the day. It looks like tonight, 28, and some precip beginning late, probably after midnight, rain and snow developing, and then 1 to up to 4 inches possible in western and southwestern Wisconsin. A winter weather advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from midnight through 6 a.m. tomorrow. Thursday's high, 34. Tony has more about that mess coming up just before the top of the hour. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher will check in. We're at 20 degrees. That is so far the overnight low after it was 26 earlier today. Thank you for joining us on a Wednesday middle of the week get-together from the Milk Cow Show. Here's Hank Jr.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me and want to know, Hank, why?
Sometimes you'll get in a bind, but the day will come that'll bring you luck. Don't live too fast, just set your pace, and when it's over, you'll win the race. So hang on, friend,
keep on trucking, keep on trucking till you reach the top. Keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying. You can't fail if you keep trying. Hang on, friend, now keep on trucking. Life is lots of little games. No one will ever take the blame for the bad, only the good. So be yourself, no need to fake it. Life's no more than what you make it. So hang on, friend, keep on trucking, keep on trucking till you reach the top. Yeah, keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying. You can't fail if you keep trying. You hang on, friend, keep on trucking, keep on trucking till you reach the top. Hey, keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying. You can't fail if you keep trying. Hang on, friend, keep on trucking. I say hang on, friend, keep on trucking. Just go on and hang in there. Keep on trucking. I mean, come on.
Dave Dudley on WRCO, just keep on trucking on this Valentine's Day 2024. I'll have to call up June and maybe sing her one today. Let me call you sweetheart, right there, a Valentine's anthem from WRCO Radio, and that was done by the Six Fat Dutchmen. Coming up, Tony Schumacher's weather.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance.
Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather for today with mild temperatures, but things will be changing tonight as low pressure sweeps across Iowa into Illinois, spreading precipitation across our region. Right now, it looks like a widespread swath of accumulating snow all the way from northern Iowa and Minnesota through much of Wisconsin over into Michigan. Current thinking is that we could get a couple inches around here, trending heaviest in the northern part of the listening area. In fact, the National Weather Service has hoisted a winter weather advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties starting at midnight tonight, running through 6 a.m. on Thursday. So do plan on slow and slippery travel with those snow and slush-covered roads. Thankfully, that'll be done before daybreak on Thursday. So once the road crews get out and get things cleaned up, things will be in pretty good shape for the rest of tomorrow. Otherwise, some cold air coming in for a couple of days by Friday and Saturday, but that won't last too long with the next mild surge coming in by Sunday and Monday. So today, look for a mix of sun and clouds through midday, then clouding over. Temperature hitting about 44. South to southwest wind up to 10. Tonight, rain and snow developing by late evening, then turning to all snow. The snow accumulations could range from about an inch in the southern tip of the area to maybe 2 to 4 inches around Richland Center and northward, low at 28. Tomorrow breezy and cooler with clearing skies, high at 34, northwest wind 10 to 20. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, maybe some flurries late, low at 20. Friday, mixed skies, breezy and chilly, a stray flurry possible, high in the upper 20s. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, and continued seasonably cool, low 11 with a high of 27. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and a touch warmer, low 17 with a high of 36. Partly sunny and mild early next week, highs reaching the low to mid 40s Monday and Tuesday. Stay tuned for updates. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Current conditions here in Richland Center, it is, in fact, 20 degrees. Yesterday's high was 40. Also, looking at some stats for the 14th of February, the record high, 61 in 1954. The record low was a total of 24 in 1951. Last year's high, 48, and the low, 31. Sunset will happen at 5:31 this afternoon. 7 o'clock sunrise time scheduled for this morning.